Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Joy of Business on Om Radio. Today, I'm one of your hosts. My name is Lale Hancock, and I'm one of the Joy of Business facilitators. And I have my special friend, Rachel O'Brien, who is here with me today. And our topic is the voice of your business. And getting a chance to play with all our businesses and see what is it that our businesses are sharing with us that actually allows us to grow them even greater than we can ever imagine. Hi, Rachel.
Hi. Hi.
How
it's great
are you?
To be here with you.
Well, your business is talking to you loudly, huh?
Yeah, I was really talking loudly. I just want to say first that I'm just so grateful to be here with you. Business is so much fun when you work with people that are willing to have it that way and are willing to go beyond problems no matter what.
I think we'll have to talk about that later on the show too. Sometimes there are challenges, technologies, other things that come up that, you know, we want to go into the problem and try to solve it, but it actually is the willingness to actually have a little more relaxation and to listen to the possibilities instead.
Absolutely. And for me, and I get that it's the same for you, but I can only talk for myself, there is continuous, I don't want to say problems, I would say challenges where you have to grow your, let's say you have to grow your tech, it might be with technology, you really have to, like a simple thing today, usually when I ring in the radio show, I ring in an Irish number. And today I had to ring in a US number and I didn't have Skype credit. So if that was, I'm just saying, if that was years ago, when you had to do business from being perfect and right, I would have frozen. Whereas today I was like, it's okay, Lale is here, click all the buttons, get the Skype credit, and boom. One thing I'd like to say to everyone listening is things move so much faster when you're not willing to have anything be a problem.
True statement, as we experience today. But for Rachel, I actually want to tell the listeners, like, why did we choose this particular topic, you know, and the fun that we have with the businesses, ours, and all the other businesses that we support around the world, but truly the gift of being willing to listen to the voice of the business and what it's guiding us to do and know when it's time to change it. So do you want to share a little bit about this topic and what it means for you?
Absolutely. So I just want to say foremost, this was something that you delivered into my world maybe a few months ago. And we had a conversation. And after the conversation, I had realized that businesses, other people's businesses, and even business that hadn't been instituted yet, had always talked to me, I'm an ideas girl. I can pick up an idea, you know, it's just a natural ability, just the way some people have an ability with figures, some people have ability with sending emails, technology, engineering. And when you talk to me about this voice of your business, I realized that one of my capacities and abilities was to facilitate and help and support women in particularly set up businesses so they became financially independent. So over the years of my life, I've contributed to so many people starting to generate an income, maybe for the first time, or starting to move from employment into creating their dream. And even in class, there's no limit to where this can show up. I did an Access Foundation class this weekend, and the whole conversation this afternoon was one of the ladies in class is Danish, and they're looking to set up a corporate wellness business. Mm-hmm. And I knew this, and today she had so many negative experiences with business that she had really put her dream in the basement about having her own business. I know. So this voice of your business is not limited to just Lale with her business, Rachel with her. This actually is everyone's business can talk to you when you're willing to actually have that awareness. And when businesses start talking to people, and someone I know, aka you, beautifully said mm-hmm. that every business has a consciousness of its own and it's looking to partner up with you. And when it partners up with you, it's chosen you, just like someone chooses their parents. It's chosen to actually come with you to create something in the world. And for each and every one of us, business is different. It's what, for me, it's what inspires me to wake up in the morning. It's what I would like to create. It business for me is about change. And I'm so grateful for you. Businesses are talking way louder to me now since our conversation.
Yay! That doesn't get even better than that. And I love that. And you know, one of the things that I've found is that sometimes people don't even realize they have a business. You know, so they're like, oh, the voice of business, that doesn't apply to me because I work for somebody else. But just like you just shared, it's not just about what do you have your name on legally. It's there's so many whispers. There's so many things in the world that are continuously giving us information, ideas, and ways that we can be a greater contribution to whatever we have going on. Whether we're the owners of a company or whether we're actually, you know, employees of other organizations, the impact that we have is so much greater than we actually realize. And what I love about the voice is that it's like you said, it could be so many different things. It's not just the ideas by themselves. It's not just knowing, hey, it's time to change something. It really is all these different kinds of whispers that are continuously communicating the present, but also whispers of the future guiding us too.
And I mean, for someone listening to this show, that is such a different philosophy. Like that's a radical change in how we, I don't even want to say do business, but how we be with business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah. Like three of the ladies in class this weekend, all of them are actually four. They're all in the process after these 4 days of now creating, generating these new businesses. Mm-hmm. And if you're out there, what I would like to say to anyone is that if you have a dream that I have this business, it can be a florist, you know, I have a friend, Linda, and she's a florist, and it took guts to set up her own little shop, and she bought a premises. It's whatever it is for you. You know, my partner is setting up a consultancy business. It's whatever it is that's going to bring you joy. And of course, there's going to be challenges and changes. If you're willing to stay true, and really know that you can do what you love and get paid for it.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
You know, it's so funny because for me personally, I grew up with my dad, who was a CEO of a textile company. And very early on, he would have conversations with me about the business. I mean, I was less than seven, and we were talking about like partnerships, all sorts of different kinds of conversations. And I grew up thinking, of course, everyone has these kinds of conversations in their family. And I realized, no, because my dad didn't even have it with my two other sisters. You know, he had different conversations with different people in the family because they all had different interests. You know, and so like business isn't just this company of, you know, it even has to be something that brings you money, even though it probably does, but you don't realize it. I really say, what are you passionate about? You know, if there's something that drives you, there's so many people who write blogs and they're like, no, I'm a stay-at-home mom or I'm a blah, blah, blah. And during my evening time, I write blogs. Well, I'm like, guess what? That actually is a creation from this consciousness that wanted to come and knew you would be the one to bring it in the world. It's a business. And if you're willing to stop fighting it, that it is a business, there's so much that you're contributing to it. It's contributing to you. And the two of you are contributing to the whole world. So I really wonder what is possible if we are willing to listen to the voices, whatever they might be and however they're showing up.
Amen to that.
I know we got two people who love business and who love the voice of business during the show together. So, I wonder though, like, there's been so many things that have come up in my own world and my own business when we talk about the voice of business. And I'm just wondering, like, how many people have explored their own world, like, I have someone who helps me out with my Instagram for the businesses. And this person I adore. I mean, one of my favorite people in the world and so talented, you know, very in their 20s. So very much thinking of social media from a very different perspective than me. And I realized.
Which is huge, by the way.
Yeah. I realized at 2 a.m, oh, it's time for change. And it was the website talking to me. It was the social media. And I was like, oh, it's time for change. That's so interesting. Because I would say to you, everything's going well. Like every day things are getting better. So most people, I really wonder, do they ever look at changing things up or adding somebody else when things are going great and things are growing? Or is that the moments when we listen to those whispers is when there is a problem or there is a challenge or something isn't working out? And what it would create if we had no point of view that it was happening or not happening, and that every day we would be willing to actually ask the business, hey, what do you require today? What do you desire today? What can I contribute to you? And who or what can I add to you today?
Such a different place to generate business from. And there's so much ease and there's so much presence with the creation of that. And if you're out there and you're saying, what does she mean? She talks to her business. It is... this is a presence that actually you can practice, and you will build that muscle where you start to be in communication with your business the very same way that you're in communication, you know, with your partner or your child. And it's that easy.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I don't think 6 years ago I would have told you that I even talked to my business or anybody else's business. Back then, it was this gut instinct that I had. I would have this feeling, and it would be like, okay, I have to do this. or an idea would pop in my life, you know, or my head or whatever. And it's like, now I realize that was my awareness. It was the awareness of the business. It was the voice that I was hearing in different ways. And so you're right, Rachel. I mean, I think I forget that we don't all think we're talking to the business. We just think we're telling the business what to do so it can make us money.
which is totally just this fixed point of view that this is the way it has to be. And there's no growth and expansion and brilliance in that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And if there is, it's just that everyone has their own way of doing things. You know what I mean? I think so many people like have the gift, they're listening and they're actually taking action based on what they're aware of, but they don't realize that's what they're doing. They think it's all ideas that popped in their head from their thinking, their logical side of things. Because that's my husband, you know, Peter is that way. Whenever I talk to him about this stuff, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. But then he'll
does it naturally.
He does it so naturally. He'll have like 20 new ideas when he's out riding his bike. You know, the man that rides like 15,000 miles a year on his bike while he travels around the world working. He does, like he has this communion with nature when he's on his bike, and he can come up with so many different ideas, whether it is to change problems, you know, situations, whether it's new strategic ideas or whatever it is. And so we all have different ways that we interpret this. And this is just our way of interpreting it, Rachel and I. So you can call it whatever it is you'd like to call it.
Absolutely. And I love what you said. I mean, for me, I know my partner, John, had... Oops. Sorry about that. Timing.
Well, it's time for us to take a break. We'll come back to let Rachel finish her topic. You're listening to Joy of Business on Om Radio, and we'll be right back.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hello there. My name is Rachel O'Brien. Welcome to the Joy of Business radio show. And today I am with Lale Hancock, and the two of us, today's show is all about the voice of your business. And if you're listening and you say, what? The voice of your business? Just take a moment. Just sit down, relax, take a breath. You know, if you're in business and you have a capacity to generate business, chances are this is a natural ability that you have that you may not even recognize up until now. So before we went to break, Lale was talking about Peter, her husband. And She was saying that his way of talking to his business is out on his bike. That's the way he, you know, resolves a problem and brings it to a possibility. And for me, my partner, he heads to the sea. He just gets into his car. Yeah. I know if John's by the sea and he'll go not for 1 hour, 2 hours, he'll probably go for 3 hours. And that's where he looks at what he would like to create with the practice. Where is he going next with the Tai Chi, you know? So that's where he will take the space, because we all require the space. And I mean, this is used everywhere in the world where CEOs and business owners go to a white space where they can look at, where we're not just falling into what the next problem is, the next task, where we take time to look at what is it I would like to create with this business.
I'm still in love with the idea of the ocean being nearby.
Yeah.
What would that be like to be able to be there every day for 4 hours or 3 hours or 1 hour?
Totally. In Ireland, like, I mean, where I'm in Dublin, we're only 20 minutes from the sea, even less. Mm. In Cork, you're surrounded, in Galway, in the west of Ireland. So we're spoiled because it's a tiny little island where you can get to the sea super fast. So, and I suppose if you're listening to the show and you are clunked down by problems and finances and staff, and ask one of the questions we ask in Joy Business is, what can I add to my life and business today that will create more ease for me right away? And we both have an amazing friend, Lauren Marie, and she's got twins and she is involved in so many projects. And one time she asked this question and she got just to go for a walk. Another time she got to go for a bath. And so there's all these. When we ask, what can I add? We might think, oh, I've got someone to get this work, or which you can add to. Also, it can be something way more simpler, like taking a walk or getting a cup of coffee or whatever is going to work for you.
Mm-hmm. It's funny for me, sometimes it is my body saying, hey, let's go get our nails done. I'm like, we have so much to do. And then I listen and I go, and it's so funny how many incredible people I meet there. And it's not just about getting, you know, my card out to them from a business perspective, but I've found that we do touch other people's lives too. And sometimes it's in the least expected places where we get nurtured and we're nurturing others. And there are people that I've met getting my nails done that become clients. So you never know whatever those ideas are if you are willing to actually listen. And that's the voice of your body, the voice of the business. That's, you know, so many voices in this universe that are here to contribute to us if we're willing to actually listen. So.
And a big thing on this, when you were just talking there, what about talking to the earth? I mean, the earth, we're never told that there's this energy of consciousness that the planet has. And the planet has its voice. The planet can contribute to your business. And if you would like to try this crazy tool, it's wacky, it's crazy as hell. It works for me. And you can ask, you know, universe, can you contribute to my business today? Consciousness. You can employ consciousness in your business. So you can just ask and it works.
Oh my God, I love it. I love that. Oh my God. There's so many questions I love with Joy Business, but definitely like ask the universe, ask the earth to actually contribute to you today, show you something beautiful. It's funny, for the show me something beautiful, I used to actually think I was asking for something beautiful to show up, you know, something to change the energy or something or whatever. And then I realized, wait a second, when I ask that question, yes, I do see beautiful things, kindness out of nowhere, generosity of spirit, all sorts of things that I am aware of. But a lot of times it's also that you get to see what you're being, that you don't even realize, where I've gotten so many emails that particular day of people thanking me for my classes or thanking me for the workshop they took or whatever it was. And I'm like, it's so interesting to how many people are sharing feedback today. And I'm like, oh, I asked the universe to show me something beautiful. And it does show you things. It's just that sometimes it also shows you what you're being and doing that's so beautiful that you probably don't even realize.
Totally. So. And another thing, business for me has always been based on relationships, and it has been the playing field where I grow. And it's also, if you're on and, you know, if my business is slow or twisty, I could have a point of view. We talk about your point of view creates your business. So what this actually means is the way you look at something, you have a, first of all of us have been given freedom of choice. And one of our capacities is we can choose the way we view something. So we can choose how we view it. And if you are viewing business as difficult and hard and not ease, or if you are viewing it from lack, which I have totally done, in other words, there's not enough, no matter how much there is, all these viewpoints can actually stop and slow down the expansion and growth of your business. So a great tool if you're stuck in the mud and you're not sure what to do next, or if you're doubting your ability to change a situation, take a moment, take a step back and just say, okay, what point am I viewing this from? Where am I viewing this from? Am I viewing it from the problem? And if I wasn't viewing on the from the problem, what is possible here that I haven't even looked at? Mm-hmm. And for me, one of the capacities to change your viewpoint has been the biggest, the biggest tool in changing what's not working.
Mm-hmm. And my other, I love that, because it's like everything is a possibility. You know, like some people think, like, for example, I work a lot with executives and CEOs and organizations, and a lot of times when they get frustrated, even the CEOs, but mostly like the other executive teams and managers, when they get really frustrated with the organization, the first thing they want to do is just leave. You know, they just want to walk away from it all. And one of the questions that we talk about is, first, like you said, just step back and just look at it from an external perspective. And then see, like, okay, what part are you actually frustrated about? And then I say, this tool that I got from Gary Douglas and Simone, I love, it's what's right about this that I'm not getting. And then they're like, huh? Like, they get a little confused when I ask that question, because then it takes them out of the desire to be mad and frustrated. And then I say, okay, if this was not a problem, instead, it was your competitive edge to create something different, what new ideas would you have?
And that is brilliant. I mean,
and they're like,
that for me,
huh?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Because it really does. Every problem that you think is a problem is somebody else's possibility, opportunity, whatever you want to call it, for creating something different.
Different.
What if it's you? What if you didn't have to wait for your client to go somewhere else? You know what I mean? What if that is you and you have the ability to come up with those ideas, have the awareness, ask questions, bring your team in? So I really get, you know, some days it's so much easier to say there's no problems. You know what I mean? Everything is a possibility. And I know days that it's not so easy. Like, if you are willing to have someone who's not going to be agreeing that the world is a problem, because it's so easy at work. I see that all the time. like one person complains and everybody else attracts to that like a magnet, and they all want to sit in a complaint session. But find the person that's not going to align with you and have them ask you some questions, because it's amazing how much you can turn it around and how quickly you can turn it around when it's what's right about it versus what's wrong about it.
Yeah, and you said something crucial in all of this, was that for me, the moment that you're frustrated, you cannot even begin to see a solution and a possibility that's actually going to change the situation. Because once you go into that problem, it's down the rabbit hole into another problem and another problem, right, and another problem. And that piece of asking that question, you know, what's right about this I'm not getting, there for me, and I'm going to be honest, that's where my talents, my abilities, that the business has become a playground for them being activated. Mm-hmm. And that's so cool. So you get to access parts of yourself that you didn't even know were there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. I was just talking to a senior vice president from a technology company 3 days ago on Friday. And this person was at his other company for a very long time. I don't know, maybe 10 years, 12 years or something like that, and switched to a new company in the last year. And even though his current company is having the same problems the previous company had, none of it's bothering him. It's awesome. Like, just like even listening to him, like all the triggers that used to like annoy him, frustrate him, want him to quit, all those things, they're gone. And his boss just quit like January 2nd or something like that. And normally he would be like in disarray, like what's going to happen to the organization? Do I need to find a new job? Like literally he would go into those spaces, and now he's just like, okay, I'm calm, I'm cool, I'm collected. Even though he always was in front of his employees, you know, he always had his face in front of the employees. But with me, after a few years of working with me, he like trusted me and he could be himself. And that's when he would show me the panics, you know, the panic zone. But this time, yeah, there was no panic zone. And it was like, for a moment, I literally laughed. And I had to like stand back and like wait for him to finish talking and then say, hey, have you noticed how differently you're handling the situation? And he goes, well, what do you mean? I'm like, okay, imagine you when you were with your previous company and you have the same situation. What would you have done then? He's like, oh, you got me. He's like, I would have panicked. And he's like, yeah, I didn't panic. So it was also about him acknowledging how much differently he's willing to explore these problems that are really opportunities and possibilities versus the mindset of how everyone used to react in his old organization. And it was such a delight. Now, he is looking for another job, but that's different. He's doing it for other reasons. And it's just, it was just funny seeing that, you know, so many of us assume certain things don't happen at the top. You know, like, oh, they're an executive. Oh, yeah. They know how to handle pressure. They know how to do this. They can deal with problems. They're resilient. No problem. But we don't see what's really going on in their bodies. Or we really don't know what's going on in their heads until you end up talking to them, having an honest conversation.
And the other thing I want to mention there, I just want to say how beautiful that a CEO has someone to talk to, because people do require mentorship in this area. And so far, I've only done it for 3 CEOs. And for someone to have someone that they can trust inherently, that they can talk about business, the generation of it, the creation of it, a safe space where they know they won't be judged and where they can work through. Because I've had moments when I've gone, oh my goodness, how do I deal with this? I'm being nice saying, oh my goodness. So, and I've had someone, you know, for me, my partner will always say, hey, darling, there's always a way around this. You know, what actually is available here to change this? Take a moment, sit down and take a look how you're actually, you know, going to get around this. And I always do. So I just want to point out too that if you are out there, it is for me a massive addition and contribution to my life and my business to have someone that I can trust. What I mean by trust, a safe space, someone that doesn't think I'm perfect and that I can unravel, someone to sit next to you and be that space of asking the question, that I can unravel things, difficulties, unweave, you know, something that I bought as a problem and turn it into a capacity. So how cool that he had you to trust and that he knew he could trust you.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, it is pretty beautiful, you know. Because most of them, it's really interesting. This one was a senior VP. The other CEOs I've worked with, you know, they're always looking for a trusted advisor outside
yeah.
their organization. You know,
yep.
they just sometimes do it from different ways, you know. Sometimes it's a partner in another organization or something like that. But it really is someone who's going to have no judgment of any of the decisions they're making. Someone
yep.
who's neutral. Someone who can guide them on what they see is happening external to their company as well, so they can bring them some information and other things. And other people would call it best practices. I don't call it best practice. There is no best practice for every company, but there are the awareness of, hey, what are others doing elsewhere? And also,
yeah.
you know, just even for you, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're CEO or not. Who can you have that you can call at any moment and know that
yes.
you have a, you know, uncensored conversation and know that they're not there to solve your problem for you, but that they'll be neutral and will ask you questions.
And someone that you can be, right now I'm buying this as a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit frustrated
yeah.
that you don't have to pretend to be Miss Perfect, you know?
Well, thank you for listening to Joy of Business on Home. We're taking a short break. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
When it comes to saving money, don't act like a baby.
Goo goo gaga.
Be the boss and make a budget.
I'm the boss, baby.
You're the boss of me.
I am the boss of you.
Are not.
M2.
Are not.
M2.
Need a little help?
Aren't you going to do any work?
I'm very busy delegating.
Create a personalized savings plan.
We can share.
You obviously didn't go to business school.
And get other tools and tips at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome
hello,
back.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to Joy of Business on Om Radio. We're your hosts for today, my friend Rachel O'Brien and me, Lale Hancock. We're the Joy of Business Certified Facilitators, and we're so excited. Today, we're talking about the voice of business, but not just any business, your business. So I'm curious, Rachel, anything else that's come up for you in the last couple of days that you want to maybe share as resources for our listeners?
So before I go into the resources, there's something that I would like to share. I just would like to tell people that I didn't grow up in a business background. A lot of people have this point of view that you have to grow up in a business environment to actually have a business. And I didn't. I actually grew up in a lot of poverty with a single mother in Ireland in the 70s. And one of the most liberating days of my life that I will never, ever, ever forget was Simone Molasses, who was the coordinator of business. She hired me to promote one of her first, I think it might have been the first Joy business class in Europe 4 years ago. And she said to me, she asked me a question and it will stay with me forever. I said, are you sure you'd like to hire, like, are you sure I'm the one for this? And it was involved with promotion and getting the work out there. And she said, what do you know? Mm-hmm. And I said, for me, I know that business can be fun. I know that when you're actually loving what you're being and doing, that you'll make money and that you can actually generate anything. And I didn't even know that I knew this. And I had worked in so many businesses where I would say, hey, if we do this different, I worked for this business that provides energy supplies into buildings. And we used to download the bills and change their plans and go in and meet the owner or the manager. And in this business, we used to have to download bills and change them. And we had this real slow internet system and slow computers. And I used to say, if we buy new computers and get the fastest, this time broadband wasn't in Ireland, this was our 90s, mid-90s, we'll be able to process how many clients that we can deal it with. We can go from 50 to 100 a week, no problem, and spend more time out meeting people, which is a natural ability of me and the guy who ran the business, talking to people. And we can actually generate way more money, whereas the internet cost was only like $100 at that time. And I just couldn't see why it was something that we wouldn't choose. So that's actually following what you know. Whereas Steve Bowman, someone we both adore, he's just created a movement called Benevolence at Work. And he works with charitable organizations and many different businesses. And one of the things he always says, it's not about the degree, it's not about on paper, it's the application of the change that you can create through your knowing. And that to me is like, it's so exciting.
Yeah. He's one of our favorite people in the world. It is. It's so interesting because, you know, when you talk about it, most of us don't know that our whole life, even from childhood, we have this natural knowing, you know, and
your dad. And I'm so happy for your dad.
Yeah.
You talking about your dad. I mean, wow. Someone to know that his girl had a gift and that she could sense what's going to work. That's incredible. That's, for me, that's breathing confidence in your future, in your creation, in business. That's nurturing so many futures in your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like, the awareness of an information, you know, since I've been in Joy Business has been so different. I so wish my dad was still, you know, physically here, he was still alive for us to have other conversations. Cause, you know, there's just so much I realized the gifts that he was being my father and the things that I got access to and information and the conversations. Like, I remember being 12 and I would help my dad around his P&L and his profit and loss statements and his partnerships. And I'd be like, hey, Dad, have you done this? You know, just have conversations with him. Yeah. But back then, you know, I really didn't realize those were not typical conversations with fathers, you know, and I never even realized it because it wasn't happening with my sisters. Instead, I felt my dad pressured me a lot. He was a perfectionist in a lot of ways, and he always wanted me to take over his business, and I wanted to be a doctor. And so, like, for me, there's a lot of things that I took for granted, you know what I mean, at the time.
And that you believed everyone else had the same point of view when it looks sitting down with my dad and going through P&L, like, yeah.
Yeah, and even with my sisters, you know, he never had conversations that were similar with my sisters. He never wanted them to take over the business. And I always wondered, why me? And then I was like, oh, okay, I get it. But that's also not the direction I'm going. But he was alive when I built 3 companies in 4 years. And so he did get to experience his daughter multitasking that way. And he was super happy. But
You were the first mentor. You were his, like, how old did you start mentoring? How old were you the trusted confidant? That's what I'm like, oh my goodness, how much of your life were you preparing for that role? We're talking about boys for your business, but you were actually preparing for that role from a very young age, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm so grateful for these tools. Like, just the Joy of Business book alone, like, Simone Millicis, what she's created around the world. And there's facilitators all around the world. Probably every region of the world has facilitators. And we all travel, every single one of us. So we go to different destinations. And, you know, I would ask you guys, you know, if this is fun for you, Joy of Business is everywhere. Simone has videos on YouTube. AccessJoyBusiness.com is our new beautiful website that showcases classes, events that are happening all around the world that you can jump into. We have different activities going on. And so I just invite you guys just to explore what else might be out there that might be fun for you and will enhance that voice that is talking to you. So what else would we like to share, Rachel?
I suppose one of the big ones for me, my own partner's practice, his revenue went up by 28% the first year he did the Access Joy in Business 3-day class.
Mm.
And I said to him, hey, what do you think created the change? And he said, isn't it so funny that I got into money and business? Initially, I loved figures. I loved helping people create businesses. I loved taking a look at their accounts, the Joy taxes. And for some reason, because I put so much pressure and bought this, like you said earlier, in business, in our world, we're told that it has to be about problems and it has to be significant and serious. So he actually bought into all of those viewpoints that people had projected about having your own practice. And, you know, all of that significance, I want to say, with business. And when I said to him, what changed, what did you think brought about that change? What changed for you with the Joy Business tools? And he said, the one thing I got, which I had as a young guy when I started out, as I got the main thing I changed was gratitude for that business. Because that business has given me my house, my children. They had a little house in France. The business had given him so much in his life and it contributed to him and added so much to his life, travel, fun, meals, night out on communions, confirmations, special occasions, whatever your religion is. And he said, I had forgotten that that business had contributed to the adventure of my life, which is one of the tools. What if business is the adventure of living?
Mm.
And he said,
I love gratitude.
Yeah.
Because whether you realize it or not, it's acknowledgement, and acknowledgement expands everything. It just grows it like beautiful mushrooms that just grow everywhere. And gratitude, when you're in gratitude, you don't look at the problems. You actually start creating those possibilities, the adventures, those opportunities that you never even thought would happen or even could exist. And so, yeah, gratitude is definitely one of those things that I think many of us sometimes forget. But when we include it, how much it just brings such greater possibilities to everything.
Totally. And I suppose the other thing that the two of us are totally committed to is Joy of Business is a movement which actually is about gratitude. And it is about changing your life so that your business becomes a contribution to you. And that's a very different philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going on an adventure, Lily.
Yes, we are. And we'd like to invite people on the adventure. We actually, Rachel has a class coming up with Lauren Marie in Dublin named Business and Money.
Oh my goodness, I am. So if I speak fast, my Irish accent gets a little bit faster when I get excited. I see people come into this one day class and they have been avoiding money or they've been making business difficult. And they get these tools. You walk away with this manual that you can use every morning. It changes how your relationship is with business and money. It is a day where people come away from the day thinking, they talk to us, that everything has changed.
I love that. I love that. So where can they find this information for this class?
They can find it on accessjoybusiness.com. And they can also find it on accessconsciousness.com. And they can come register.
Awesome, awesome. And I'd like to invite everyone to the Voice of Your Business. I'm actually doing an online training in February 18th. And you can find more information on that at going to globalwellnessforall.com/events. And I'm so, so excited because it truly is the gift when we allow our businesses to talk to us, share information, contribute to us, and allow us to grow the finances, the possibilities, the services, and everything else that would bring our business greater out in the world. So excited about all the different adventures that are happening. And Simone Millicis has a bunch of classes coming up in February and in March and April. And you can also find that at accessjoyofbusiness.com, upcoming classes. And so you'll be able to, depending on wherever you are in the world, chances are there's some event going on every month in some country near you.
Absolutely.
I can't say it's in the back of your neighborhood.
And get the Joy Business book, page 51. There's questions there if you're stuck. It will lead you out of it. It will just open you up to a greater possibility.
I love that book. Bless you. I love that book. It's funny. I actually travel with that book everywhere I go. It's in my handbag as I'm traveling. So I think that's part of the voice in my business talking to me on a regular basis. It won't allow me to ever leave the Joy of Business behind.
Wow. How does it get any better? And there's a tune. How does it get any better than this? If something pops for you that's not ease with your business, ask, how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible?
I was just thinking about that. Like before Joy of Business, I never knew of how does it get even better than this? Because the only time I've ever seen people use that, it's the opposite of it. You know, it can't get any better than
that. Get any worse. And, yeah.
Yeah, or any worse or something like that. And then when I came to Joy Business and I heard that, I was like, what? Now that I can relate to. That's something that actually gets me excited, because it is. It's like, whatever you have going on, what if it can get better? And even if it's not working, how does it get even better than this? And it was such a different experience looking at it from that point of view than to look at it from, okay, you hit your best possible and that's it. Go home, go to sleep.
Totally. And the other thing I would like to say to people is, you're probably listening to myself and Lale because you're desiring something greater. And Joy of Business is for everyone who's desiring something greater, desiring to create a change, and actually willing to wish everyone well in the generation of business and putting you first in that equation, which is a huge part of it.
Yeah. So I'm wondering how many people have already been listening to the voice of their business and they just never acknowledged it. And what would actually get created in your life, in the business, and truly that gift of inspiration for others when you acknowledge that. Well, thank you for being on. Thank you for being on Joy of Business on Radio.
I'm
grateful you were here. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.